Greetings, fellow pilgrims. Hiking along the path of the Holy Land in our own lives, which is leading us straight to the manger in a barn, in a small town, with a bright star shining down upon it. It's time for today's daily personal devotion. It's Pastor Bob bringing you today's devotion, and we're going to reach out to Richard Rohr today in his little daily meditations for Advent called Preparing for Christmas. In December 22nd, he leads us first to this scripture from the first chapter of the Gospel of Luke. Luke 1, verses 51 through 53. These words are from what's called Mary's Magnificat, her song of praise and glory, when she realized that the child she would be having would be the Son of God and what that would mean for the world. So she sang. And these three verses are part of that song. She sings this: God has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. Power, prestige, and possessions. In Jesus's consistent teaching and in Mary's great Magnificat, both say that there are three major obstacles to the coming of the reign of God. I call them the three P's: power, prestige, and possessions. Mary refers to them as the proud, the mighty on thrones, and the rich. These, she says, God is routing, pulling down, and sending away empty. You might understand why this great prayer of Mary was considered so subversive by the Argentine government that they banned it from public recitation at protest marches. Well, we could easily take 9/10 of Jesus' teachings and very clearly align it under one of those three categories. Our attachments to power, to prestige, and to possessions are obstacles to God's coming. Why could we not see that? For some reason, we tend to localize evil in our bodies more than in our mind, heart, and spirit. We are terribly ashamed of our embodiment, and our shame is invariably located in addictive things like drinking, drugs, sex, overeating, and body image. Maybe that is why God had to become a body in Jesus. God needed to tell us that it was good to be a human body. That is central and pivotal to the Christmas message. I'm surely for a proper sexual morality, but Jesus never once says this is the core issue. They tend to be sins of weakness or addiction more than malice or power. In fact, Jesus says that the prostitutes are getting into the kingdom of God before some of us who have made easy bedfellows with power, prestige, and possessions. These are the attitudes that numb the heart, that allow us to make very egocentric judgments, and that dull our general spiritual perception. For some reason, much of Christian history has chosen not to see this. And we end up localizing evil in other places than Jesus did. The truth is, it is the sins of our mind and of our heart that make the big picture almost impossible to see. This teaching is hidden in plain sight. But once we see it in text after text, we cannot any longer unsee it. Mary seems to have seen long, deep, and lovely. Have you ever stopped to reflect on how power and prestige and possessions might be preventing you from entering the kingdom of God? Could it be the sins of the mind and the heart that are really your big barriers to the coming of Christ in your life? Could this be the Christmas? When you see how sin works in your life from a new perspective, and when you become willing and able to surrender not just your behaviors, actions, and words, but your thoughts and your feelings, your mind and your heart, surrendering to Jesus Christ. How are power, prestige, and possessions preventing you from entering the kingdom? Today's benediction. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, we praise you and we bless your holy name. Son of David, Branch of Jesse, Emmanuel, Good Shepherd, Light of the World, guide us and help us this day. Amen.